A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders, and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the laws transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." Now when they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of the young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. My trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad of your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness. You hid them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week on my podcast, one of the questions were, what's the difference between, why is John's Gospel so different than the Synoptic Gospels? And again, the Synoptic Gospels means from the same eye, they come from the Q source traditionally, and they're low Christology. John's Gospel, as we hear today, is high Christology, meaning that low Christology begins with Jesus as a man, high Christology begins with Jesus as God, right? So the way John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It goes even deeper with all the I am passages in John's Gospel. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. You know, all these things. I am the good shepherd. The word I am is the word Yahweh. So here Jesus is explicitly saying that he is God. So today as he's saying, "I am the bread of life," he's saying, "I am God who feeds you with myself that you may have life." So what that means for us is this God who feeds us with himself that we may have life, that today we should be having life. right? We should be more alive than we are dead. And not only should we be more alive than we are dead, because God, the bread of life, lives inside of us, feeds us with his very self to transform us into himself, but we got to beget that same life into others. Again, too many people come to daily mass. None of you. Yeah, maybe. Too many people come to daily mass so they can get a vitamin pill for themselves. It's all about me. No, God gives you life today so that you can go and give life to others. That's what this is about. And so, again, when Stephen was trying to talk about this, they held their ears and they got infuriated when they just talked about this Jesus who is God. And some people today just want to hold their ears and get infuriated. This is God we received today. God, to give us life so that we can give life to others. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.